Again, you were telling me about the facility here. You had
this is our facility, and right across here is a state of Maryland facility. It's Department of Juvenile Services, where we hold some of the worst offenders, juvenile offenders. In there right now, we have detained a 12-year-old boy who's charged with the murder of his 2-year-old brother. He wrapped a cord around his neck and hung him from a bedpost here in Wicomico County several weeks ago. And I got to be honest with you, quite frankly, I was surprised they detained him. Some of our worst crimes, they're still releasing these kids every day. We can catch 2 or 3 kids a day in motor vehicles that are valued at $100,000 each, and they've stolen these motor vehicles. And we will apprehend them following a pursuit, and we're forced to do nothing more than give them a ride home after they've stolen a $100,000 vehicle and committed a felony. It's something like we've never seen, certainly not in my 40 years of law enforcement. So this is a juvenile detention facility over here. Right behind us back here is the Wicomico County Detention Center. It's a 635-bed facility. At one time, you can rest assured we were doing everything in our power to keep from putting people in there because we were maxed out. Right now, we have less than 200 inmates in that facility because we have a no-bail system here in the state of Maryland now. They're incarcerating no one. We have fewer inmates in that detention center today than we've ever had because of what they've been doing time and time again to abolish the bail system. Everyone goes home. Rarely is anyone held anymore. Consequently, we have repeat offenders every day that we're arresting. My deputies aren't even getting the paperwork done before they're seen walking right past this building, right back out onto the roadway.